Day of the Triffids, John Wyndham. When a day that you happen to know is Wednesday starts off by sounding like Sunday, there is something seriously wrong somewhere. I felt that from the moment I woke, and yet, when I started functioning a little more sharply, I misgave. After all, the odds were that it was I who was wrong and not everyone else, though I did not see how that would be. I went on waiting, tinged with doubt, but presently I had my first bit of objective evidence. A distant clock struck what sounded to me just like 8. I listened hard and suspiciously. Soon another clock began on a loud, decisive note. In a leisurely fashion it gave an indisputable 8, and then I knew things were awry. The way I came to miss the end of the world, well, the end of the world that I had known for close to 30 years, was sheer accident. Like a lot of survival when you come to think of it. In the nature of things, a good many somebodies are always in hospital, and the law of averages had picked on me to be one of them a week or so before. It might just as easily have been a week before that, in which case I'd not be writing now. I'd not be here at all. But chance played it not only that I should be in hospital at that particular time, but that my eyes, and indeed my whole head, should be wreathed in bandages. And that's why I have to be grateful for whoever orders these averages. At the time, however, I was only peevish, wondering what in thunder went on. For I'd been in the place long enough to know that, next to matron, the clock is almost sacred in a hospital.